Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, coast to coast, overseas, and all the ships at sea, it is Friday, the 7th day of May, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be here with you live for the next several hours. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles to Kansas City, Missouri to Pensacola, Florida, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210. And the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, my friends, I'm going to get back into torture today, but not the torture story itself, how the media is spinning this, how the White House is spinning this, how the Defense Department is handling it. The whitewash, the soft soap, the kangaroo operation they're running on us. I want to go back over the Army's own report where they admit brutal sodomy of detainees, raping of women, all admitted the Army's own Article 15-6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade by Major General Antonio M. Toogoomba. Now, this is all admitted. And this morning my alarm clock went off at 7 a.m. I slept in a little bit later today till 7 a.m., and I heard a national talk show host saying, what's the big deal? This is just frat house fun. These people are trying to kill us. I think it's a good thing. That was a national talk show host, another national talk show host. I mean, I've heard the Glenn Beck show with a guy filling in for him. I've heard Savage, now Limbaugh, and another national talk show host this morning. I mean, I'm being woken up by this now. It's just everywhere. It's all over the place. And we've got a clip of Rush Limbaugh going, hey, what's the big deal? It's frat house fun, just like Skull and Bones, he said. We got a short clip. His comments were even longer. You can read the transcript of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, this is the conservatism? The guy that won't tell you that Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban? The guy that won't talk about Bush and the open borders? The guy that is so hopped up on synthetic heroin that, you know, half the time he can't even get out of his house. This is our conservative. I thought Skull and Bones didn't exist, you said 2 months ago, Limbaugh. Get your lies and sickening behavior straight. I tell you what, let's go ahead and air that clip now. We'll come back and air it again. Listen to this.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And Americans are going to be tortured because of this. Police are going to carry this out on you and your family. This is shows like Threat Matrix 24, NYPD Blue, torture every episode is good of citizens. The media saying torture is good. Just having a good time. So I guess when somebody rapes your wife or daughter, and they should just tell the judge, hey, I was just having a good time. I was blowing off some steam. Raping people with giant objects dripping with battery acid. Raping women, beating people to death is just having a good time, like Skull and Bones. That's what he's, Skull and Bones are just having fun. At the Bohemian Grove, they're just having fun. The Nazis didn't talk about this stuff publicly. The Russian Soviets didn't. The Chi-Coms don't. No, only America. This is disgusting. This is shameful. Get off the drugs, Limbaugh.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 7th day of May, 2004. I'm looking at a photo of U.S. troops mistreating an elderly Iraqi woman, making her crawl through the sharp rocks on her hands and knees with a dog leash on her neck. We've played the audio of the video we have on PrisonPlanet.tv, where they think people have stolen three pieces of firewood out of a field. So they laugh at them, machine gun their little vehicle, and then run over it with a tank, laughing, just doing their job, just blowing off some steam. The Army's own report, and I guess I've got to read this again, U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse, complete text of Article 15-6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade by Major General Antonio M. Toogoomba. And this is the unedited report. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv, and he talks about raping women. They have a nice way of spinning it. They say an MP guard having sex with a female detainee. What is that called when you have sex with someone in your custody in a jail cell? And of course, they have to admit all this because there's photos of the rape. And then the CIA put out fake rape photos to try to confuse everything. But no, the government's and the media is holding back the actual rape photos. But the general talks about seeing all the photos and the admissions. They have sodomizing people with things I'm not going to mention. Let's just put, folks, the stuff in here is so horrible. Beating people to death. This is now admitted beating people to death. Now, Joseph Mengele, the Nazi scientist, did things similar to this. This is the exact type of stuff he did, pouring acid on people's genitalia and things along these lines. This morning, my alarm clock goes off at 7 a.m., and I am sitting up in bed, about to go take a shower, looking out the window, and I listen to one of the most socialist fake neocons engaging in a very sophisticated psychological warfare operation, talking about jail guards in America and how we take too good a care of our prisoners and how this is no big deal. Everything good, Stephanie? Okay. You have to understand, folks, I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and they're up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I just got the worst static in my ear you can imagine, and I was wondering if we were still connected up with the network in Minnesota, and we are. Good. Just continuing. So he goes into this diatribe about, it's incredible, these prisoners in these jails in America, they get $300 flat-screen TVs. Why, most of us don't have flat-screen TVs. And I have to be honest, I mean, I'm not going to go drop a $300 flat-screen TV. It must be about 10 inches. I mean, the kind I would want would cost $5,000, and I don't have the money and don't want to spend the money on something like that. But he goes into this class envy. It sounded like a classical liberal with just a veneer of conservatism. And, oh, these evil prisoners in America, and, you know, our guards have got to get tough with them, and what's the big deal? And he went on and on and on and on and on and on and on, using class envy. Well, and he had to admit that they pay for it with their own money. This guy was a computer draftsman getting 20 cents an hour, and took him a year to save up for it, and he bought it from the prison itself. So you're a slave displacing other workers in America for 20 cents an hour when a computer-aided draftsman, what, gets $20, $30, $50 an hour, depending on where they work? You're going to lose your job now. In fact, many people have. To these individuals in the prisons. They're taking over every industry. But no discussion of that. It's how he's evil and lazy and bad. Oh, really? I have family in East Texas. One of them, a great uncle, a veteran of two wars, and he's an old man, still works, worked for the post office, didn't like that, so he's a prison guard. And he says he wishes they had televisions in there. He wishes they gave them something to do. I mean, if you're going to be in there, you might as well give them something to do. But all that aside, he starts out with his discussion of they shouldn't be able to have these flat-screen TVs. We need to stop being, you know, so nice to the prisoners, and how 16 states allow them to have televisions, and, oh, my gosh, they're saving up for a year to buy their own television. Oh, my goodness, you know, we can't afford that. How come the prisoners can have it? Man, we got to get tougher on these people. So that's the psychology. Then he cuts to, and they must be reading off a script, and says, this is just prank fun. This is blowing off steam. The exact words of Limbaugh. You may have heard it this morning. They're under pressure. They're just having some fun. They're getting shot at every day. This is the enemy. This is no big deal. This is just like fraternity fun. Is fraternity fun raping women? Is it raping men with giant objects dripping with battery acid? And some stuff here I can't even read on air that's even worse. Is that fraternity fun? And Limbaugh, I mean, folks, I listen to talk radio when I'm out doing errands, and I scan to the dial. I spend about 5 minutes per show if I'm stuck in traffic for 30 minutes. And, I mean, it runs the gamut from good, torture them, kill them, kill them all, kill everybody in Fallujah, kill all the children, kill everyone, to a Rush Limbaugh or a Gallagher going, oh, they're just having fun. Now, again, I want to state this for you. This is the mass warping of the mind. Long before this torture was big in the news, I was talking about it every day. Why? Because it's a key indicator that we're all about to be in really deep trouble. When every cop show and every drama, everyone I've seen on television, every time I turn it on, they're torturing people. Now, I know you've had to see this. And half the time, it's a militia member, a conservative, a homeschooler, their children are taken, they're tortured, they're put in a FEMA camp. I mean, this is what's on TV. martial law is good, whether it's Nightline, they have these shows, or whether it's a fiction show like 24 or Threat Matrix or you know, 10.5 or whatever. All these shows, every time, it's painful. I'll sit down twice a week, turn on the TV, flip through channels for 30 minutes, and every show, every time, in every order, if it's it doesn't matter. Mass conditioning, law enforcement magazines, New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, torture's good, the virtues of torture, let's pull their teeth out with pliers, let's torture them. The CIA section chief almost 2 years ago in the Washington Post bragging that, well, we don't do the torturing, we oversee it, we fly these people out to Egypt and to other countries, to Jordan, where we can, quote, torture them and torture their children in front of them, and actually said that. I mean, Joseph Mengele wasn't in the German newspapers bragging about the horrible things he was doing to Jews. And Alan Dershowitz has come out. We've played clips of him here, the so-called liberal, who's Grayson Rush Limbaugh, that torture's good, we need to do this, and I've got a couple clips in Masters of Terror, where they get on there and talk about stopping people's hearts with these torture machines, which they've deployed, and making them answer questions, and then they'll turn their heart and lungs back on. The most sinister, incredible wickedness you can imagine. And every time I turn the radio on, it runs the gamut from torture and kill them all, torture their children, to what Limbaugh and Gallagher say, oh, they're just having fun. Go ahead and play Rush Limbaugh for him. This is Rush Limbaugh 2 days ago. Here it is.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
So, if you've had a stressful day, just go out and grab a woman, knock her teeth out, drag her behind some bushes, and pour some battery acid on her. Go ahead and rape her. And, of course, I'm not saying do this, but according to Rush Limbaugh, blow off some steam. Just knock her teeth out, drag her around, pour some acid on her, rape the living daylights out of her. This is freedom, folks. This is I told you this is all going to happen. Okay? They don't have torture on every TV show for nothing. Do you understand? People strapped down in black torture chairs with lesions all over their bodies being tortured to death on television. This is mass warping of the mind by design, and you better listen to me, and you better listen good. It's been going on within prisons, within 50 miles of me. I know of three prisons that have lost their private contracts because of massive raping and torture. And finally, good guards blow the whistle, and that's just the places where we've got good guards. I'm not saying you're all bad. I mean, I got family who are jail guards in East Texas. It's the only jobs you can have. And the hellish stuff that goes on. You got some prisons that are good, some that are bad. But I'm going to tell you, more bad than good. And that goes in a scale of degrees. I'd say maybe 10% are massively raping women, torturing them, doing all this. 55% plus are beating people up and restraining people till they die and dealing drugs and stuff. And then about 45% are well run. And frankly, the government run ones are better. These private ones. I mean, would you want to be a jail guard? Would you want to be a jail guard? I mean, maybe if you're an old retired military guy who's sick of driving your route, like my great uncle, and, you know, every other business is shut down, well, you'll just go do that, work at a jail. I mean, there's lots of people like that. I'm not saying you're all bad, but there's lots of them that are sickos. Folks, I've been in jail twice, okay, for protesting. And every time, I didn't say a word and had my head slammed into the wall. Okay? I mean, that's just how it goes. And this is going on in America. They shut down a Wackenhut prison 20 miles outside Austin because they were raping and videotaping the women. Huh. And they hire these guys to take them over. Oh, they're just blowing off some steam. They're not getting shot at. And even if you are, our troops didn't act like this in the past. George Washington didn't rape women. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Daddy, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Even the British history books that I've read personally, being somewhat of a history buff, admit that our soldiers in 1776 through 1788, during that lengthy war, were known for not torturing, not abusing POWs. Even when our troops were starving to death, had no shoes on, because they'd fallen apart from marching up and down the East Coast, they would still give some of their food to the British captives. The British, on the other hand, would torture, rape, burn. They were an imperial power, and it blew up in their face, and instead of 5% being against them, By the end, it was 20%, and that turned the tide. But not anymore, folks. I mean, this even shocks me. And I guess that's good because I can still be shocked. I mean, I'm desensitized by urban warfare training and black helicopter raid drills and cancer viruses and the vaccines. I have a 20-page report, declassified U.S. government documents of giving school children uranium in their food covertly in the public schools to see what it would do to them. Yes, we have that today. That still shocks me a little. But we're all being desensitized. I mean, 5 years ago, it was a big deal when we found out about the plan to put microchips in us. Now it's in the daily news, and, oh, it's a good thing, and no big deal. And 80% of the time, I don't even report on it when I have 10 articles in front of me today. But this does shock me. I mean, universally, like they're reading off some script. Oh, it's just fraternity fun, you know, what happened to these photos. It's no big deal. They're just blowing off some steam. You know, why are we doing this to these people? You know, this is horrible. This is no big deal. In fact, play that Limbaugh clip one more time for people. This is the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Hey, blow some steam off, sodomizing men with giant objects. I'm sorry, it's MSNBC. Raping women? Raping them. Raping. This is the Army's report. But the neocons are, oh, that's all fake. Fake, fake. Yes, the CIA put out some fake photos of it to do that. It's admitted they're raping them. That's the Army's own report. They've confessed to it. So this is bone-chilling. You know, I have friends with no criminal record who have been arrested at protest and have been beaten up and choked in the jail for hours on end, shackled with their hands, you know, to a water pipe in the ceiling, hanging. This is going to happen to all of you out there. It's going to happen to your daughters and sons, just blowing off some steam. So next time somebody brutally rapes a woman in your area, their defense can be, hey, I just was blowing off some steam, man. Just having some fun. I mean, you know, Joseph Mengele, I'm just having some fun. You know, the Reich's being shot at here. We've got a Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I want to remind the people out there, one of the guys who was doing that was a prison guard. He worked for the Department of Corrections.
Well, they had private contractors who were all former prison guards under CIA command.
I get so tired of hearing people say how good the prisoners are. Guarded. They must be going to the politician prisons, the white-collar prisons, because we got women down here in Livingston Parish that's been raped, and you could check this out, that they were taking the women home with them over the weekend. And we just had, or they hang guys up here, they beat them, they stomp their toes. And all these people up in the dream world think, like Lumbaugh, these same guards are going to be guarding him when he's in a FINA camp. And I can't wait till they get there.
Well, he's not going to get in trouble. If your teenage son's caught with two Oxycontins, it's considered a narcotic, you're talking 3 or 4 years in prison and 10 years of probation. But this guy can take 100 pills a day, something that would literally kill an elephant. This drug addict of hillbilly heroin, folks, this guy says, put your son, your daughter in jail. He's a fat, disgusting, liberal hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Do you know most of the guards smoke weed or take pills in prison? I know them. I've been there with them a long time. They take pills and speed and all that, and they do all this stuff. But I don't know people saying they got big screen TVs. I never seen a big screen TV.
Well, 16 states in the medium security prisons, after you've worked at 20 cents an hour, they will let you buy your own TV.
Yeah, it's 5 cents an hour we get down here.
But the point, well, obviously states like Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas are very, very rough, the roughest in the country. But the point is that I'm trying to make here is that they use this class warfare like torture's good on us. They were saying that in the prisons.
Well, it's coming to us, Mr. Jones.
You know, Charles, you've called before. You were convicted of a crime you didn't commit. You were tortured for that confession, weren't you?
Yes, I took somebody to the hospital.
I want people to hear how they put a bag over your head when we get back. I want them to hear what the real criminals did to you. Stay there. Stay there. Just blow it off some steam.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5 containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844 or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring.
Yeah, the truth hurts, but not facing it is even more painful because the evil just grows and grows. We'll be going to Debbie Morrow here in a second. I'm going to let Charles finish up, and we'll go to Bill, Eric, Jay, and Ed and others. Wide open phones on this live Friday edition. A ton of other news coming up. Look, this torture story is old for our listeners, okay? We've been breaking these stories here, covering them for years and years and years, long before 9/11, here in our own country. The admissions, I mean, within a stone's throw, all around me are prisons, admittedly torturing people, raping women, even in some cases, as Charles just said, taking the slaves, the sex slaves home. So somehow government can commit all the crimes at once all day long, and that's good, that's okay. CPS does it, you name it, it's all across the board. But to hear national talk show hosts run the gamut from good, torture them, it's wonderful, kill them all, torture their children, to Limbaugh or others who say, oh, they're just having a good time, you know, that's on one end of the spectrum, oh, you know, this is like a fraternity prank, this is just having some fun. I mean, folks, I have the Army's own report, the confessions, the admissions, raping women, battery acid on people, stuff I don't even want to continue to mention here that's even worse. Admit it. Charles, you were tortured into confession of a crime you didn't commit, and now the new numbers are coming out. Upwards of half the people in prisons are innocent. I mean, take Dallas, Texas, throwing bags of chalk on the back of the car, random vehicles. They would certify it as cocaine at the crime lab. The district attorney would indict, Tulia, Texas, Houston, Texas. The police even admits they framed thousands. I mean, I'm just using where I live, folks.
Well, Mr. Jones, I want to tell you one thing.
Hold on. Tell people the story of what happened to you.
Well, they arrested me out of a bar room, said I come in there breathing hard. Somebody was shot 2.5 blocks away. And they said, we heard you ran in this bar and you was breathing hard. We want to question you. I said, about what? They said they had a robbery down there. A woman got some jewelry stolen and all that. I said, okay. So took outside. They asked me, they said, you want a gun? I said, well, I got a gun home. They said, what you kind of got? I said, a .357 Magnum. They said, well, it could have been a .38 Magnum. We want to talk to you downtown. And after they got in there about a half hour, he said, look, you know about this. I said, I don't even know, and this woman, I don't have no, I didn't do this. And he said, well, we're going to charge. We don't have anybody else. He said, just go ahead and sign this, and we're going to make it easy on you. And I said, I got kind of smart, you know. I mean, I said, I ain't signing nothing. They said, well, okay. So they hit me a couple of times. So then he said, get the bag. He said, I ain't got a lot of time. So they put a bag over my head. They put a pinhole on the bag, and they put a shirt around a pinhole.
By the way, a lot of you are going to get to enjoy this. I want to warn you, I have personal friends this has happened to with the APD.
So you start gasping for air, and the bag goes into your down your throat like a pencil hole, and you start... you're on the floor. They got you on the floor.
You start asphyxiating.
Yeah, and then they pull it off, and then they watch your face. It's a clear bag. They know when to take it off. I think they left it a little too long on me. But anyway, because they had to get a doctor for me a couple of days later. And they did it to me 3 times. And then I started, when I got up, I started signing different confessions for burglaries. And I don't know all what I signed, but they said they had several confessions, but I don't even remember signing them, Mr. Jones. So help me God, I don't remember signing nothing.
I know. I mean, they do this right here in Austin. On the news, they show the cop putting the gun to the head, saying, I'm going to blow your head off, and the guy confesses, and then later they find out it isn't even his DNA.
Yes.
And they put it on the news, the cop putting the gun to his head, and then they say on the news, well, this is no big deal.
Mr. Jones, everybody can they can bring you in 10 minutes later, you can sign a statement. This could happen to anybody.
Well, the Russians take a gas mask with the nose holes clogged, with the breathing system clogged, and then that's how it's one of their favorite ways. Now, the Mexicans will take a Sprite and put a half bottle of Tabasco in it. They actually use the Avery Island Tabasco, one of my favorite delicacies, and they will shoot it up your nose, and that'll really get the answers out of you. They also have a thing where they put hot water down your throat with a funnel.
Well, they used a woman's that did that already. They when somebody left, they put the nozzle on and poured whiskey down there to say they were drunk. I seen a guy little something guard. They said, we're going to show you you're not a man. And then I was in the next cell and I seen 3 guards. I sweat raped him to show him he wasn't a man, to prove to him he was not a man because he got smoked with him. I seen this.
What did they do to him?
They raped him. They raped him. They said, he said, you think you're macho? We're going to show you you're not. They put him to the board and shackled him. And I seen, oh, help me, God. I seen 3 officers rape him behind.
Well, let's play. Hold on a second. Let's play Rush Limbaugh again. They're just having fun blowing off some steam. Play it.
Yes.
Go, stop.
What's psychologically wrong with that? It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked.
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
I have the Army report here, raping women. Is raping women and men, is that blowing off steam, Charles, or is that a crime?
No, but they had one woman, she made love to all officers, but she didn't want to make love to a colored officer, and they slammed her breast in a drawer because she was prejudiced, they said. I was there, I seen this, so help me God, God be my judge. But this could happen to every listener out there. They think all they need to do is be stopped. The daughters are going to be in FENA camps. These same guards are going to be over them. And that's why I got into this fight, to try to make sure this would never happen. for another human being.
Well,
I still have nightmares.
I appreciate the Christmas cards from you and your lovely wife. And
yes.
Charles, I'm sorry this happened to you.
But I don't want this to happen to nobody else.
But this has been breeding quietly under the surface. Now they want to make us accept it, you understand?
Yeah, so it will happen to a lot of people out there, probably listeners, and I hope, pray it doesn't. And thank you for what you're doing. But I get emotional because I still suffer from this. I still have nightmares. What they did me, broke my toes four times, messed my back up.
Yeah, stomping on the feet is in here. That's one of their faves.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. I'm sorry to, you know. By the way, if you'd like to call in, if you can get in when somebody hangs up, if you've been tortured, we'd like to hear from you. We need Operation American Freedom here in America. Forget Operation Iraqi Freedom. Now, let's go to Debbie Morrow, then we'll go to the rest of our calls. Debbie, I appreciate you holding through that. What did you think of that, Debbie?
Oh, my God, Alex. I just can't even. I feel like, oh, my God, I am so thankful that I've never been through what that man's been through. You know, I have a sister-in-law who was kidnapped by deprogrammers back in the 70s, and she had to escape from them. And it was, you know, her stories are horrific, what they did to her.
Yeah, the so-called deprogrammers, many times the actual cults. Now, Debbie, we can take control of our lives in a big way. We can take our children out of public school, homeschool them. We can stop drinking the tap water that these psychopaths are putting every poison you can imagine in to dumb us down, admittedly, from public government documents. The Berkey is made in America. It is a purification to non-detectable level system, the best you can get. You know, the military, foreign governments get these, missionaries get these. How do people get them? How do they take action? How do they take control of a large area of their life, 70% of their body mass? How do we take control of 70% of our physical life?
Well, that's by drinking healthy water and being sure that it's got minerals in it. And that's what sets the Berkey water filter apart from things like reverse osmosis and distilling. Is that Berkey water filters leave in the beneficial minerals while taking out the poisons and contaminants. Water acts as a solvent in your system if you drink demineralized water, and it depletes your body of the beneficial minerals out of your bones, causes osteoporosis and different things. With Berkey water, you're building your body up, you're keeping yourself hydrated, and you are keeping yourself from getting poisoned by the things that are in the water these days.
Tell people about the different specials and what they get.
Well, we have the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, and with that they get the choice of one free gift. We have the Berkey Light with the lights for $259, and you get the choice of two free gifts. The gift, you get to choose between four things, and you can mix and match. You can get the Berkey Sport Bottle, which is a filtered 22-ounce handheld sport bottle.
Does 600 refills.
Correct.
That's the small unit. The big ones do tens of thousands of gallons.
Right. And then we have the potassium iodate, which is 200 tablets. The adult dosage is 2 tablets a day.
In case there's a radiological event, you take it. It'll save your family.
Right.
And we have the sheltering in place video designed by a federal government nuclear chemical biological specialist on how to prepare your home and how to survive. You
correct.
Also have the Prudent Places CD with all the key information. You can get two of those items with the $259 system, or for the $199 system, you can get one of those items. Folks, you need to call. You need to get this 1-888-803-4438 1-888-803-4438 or go to InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. And just put in the comment section which free gift you want. 1-888-803-4438 or InfoWars.com. Or also get your free gift at BerkeyWater.com and tell them what you want there in the comment section as well. Correct, Debbie?
That's correct. And you can buy those items, too. I've had a lot of customers call in, want to know if they can outright buy the video or the CD-ROM. And all of our items are available for purchase as well as a free gift. So,
and you've also, Debbie, you've also got... where you get five of the sports bottles that cost $40, $35, $40 a piece at the Camping Supply Store. You can get five for $100. That's $20 a piece. or $19.95 a piece, or you can get how many for $199?
12.
And that's, folks, that's an incredible deal. These are great systems. They're just a purifier. They're not a, I mean, they're just a strong filter, not a purifier. They're not like the big Berkey light or with the black elements, but it will make rainwater, creek water, pond water safe to drink, 600 plus refills. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on and have a good weekend.
Thank you, too. Bye.
You bet. God bless. And sorry you had to hear all that earlier. Again, if you call and the phone's busy, you leave her name and number, she'll call you right back. Take action today. Made in America and it sponsors this show. 1-888-803-4438. I mean, I'm disgusted. I'm freaked out. My wife wants to leave the country, folks, about all this torture. I mean, we got a giant torture archive with Alan Dershowitz and liberals, conservatives, how torture's good. Hundreds of articles, how good it is. And now it's just out in the open. And these sickos that call themselves conservatives are giving us all a bad name, out there saying this is no big deal, just having some fun. Let's go to the calls quickly here. Bill in Missouri. Bill, go ahead.
How you doing there, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I'm a first-time caller. It's the first time. I'm a little bit nervous here, but I'd like to make a couple of points, if
sure.
I may. Here, I'm calling from St. Louis, which is... supposedly a conservative state, a conservative city. Every week on Thursday nights, they have a little local program called Donnybrook, okay? And they get on there and they discuss local issues and things. Well, last night, they were discussing this torture story. They were talking about Rumsfeld. Should Rumsfeld be held accountable for all this? And it's amazing. It was sickening, actually. Here, these people start singing the praises of Donald Rumsfeld, you know? And it was sickening to listen to. They're singing the praises. This man has served his country in several administrations.
He has bragged that torture's good on TV.
Oh.
They gave the orders. Army intelligence hired these prison guard goons to do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but according to what they were discussing last night, this is only the fault of a handful of soldiers.
Well, look, I want to comparatively commend that show. I mean, it, look, in big national broadcast, it runs the gamut from this is good, kill them all, to, oh, they're just having fun, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
It runs that, I mean, I've probably heard, I don't know, 8 different shows saying how wonderful it is now in the last week. I mean, it is physically sickening to somebody that's got a conscience and a soul.
Oh,
it's demons, these larcenous devils behind microphones make me want to puke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
By the way, FEMA's trying to do this to conservatives.
Oh,
I want
everybody
to know that. This is for us, real conservatives.
Well, later on in the evening, I forget whether it was on 2, 4, or 5, or which channel it was on, but it was on major network, on the news. They interviewed the mother of the little girl that was in the photos. You know, with the big smile on her face.
Yeah, the midget. Yeah, and they're making excuses for her, saying it's no big deal.
Oh, well, you know, her mother says, no, that's not my girl. That's not the way she was raised. She said she talked to her daughter on the telephone, and her daughter said that she was simply following orders.
Oh, she's enjoying it.
You know? And
she loves it. She needs to work for Dr. Mingala.
You know,
and all these sickos on talk radio and in the newspapers that have said torture's good, I hope you're proud of yourselves. You're trying to suck us into hell with you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut, up in Skull and Bones country. Go ahead, Eric.
Skull and Bones indeed, Alex. I signed up for PrisonPlanet.tv yesterday. Nice work. It's a good site.
Well, thank you. We need your support.
You're welcome. this clip of Limbaugh is absolutely astonishing.
Well, let me tell you, he's on the lower end of the bad stuff. He's actually one of the lightest. I'm hearing them say it's good. I'm hearing other hosts say it is wonderful.
Yeah, it's interesting. He talks about Skull and Bones. He's basically confirming.
Well, they admit that that's what they do at Skull and Bones, is have the sex parties, get in the coffins, do all this, and then now something he said didn't exist. Oh, it's just like Skull and Bones. It's just fun fraternity stuff.
Yeah, well, the American Eugenics Society left its old headquarters at Yale University, which was the home of the sinister Skull and Bone Society.
Oh, almost everything evil comes out of there.
Yep, and you know, it's interesting, Alex. There's a reason all this stuff's on TV, and I want to talk to these neocons out there. Hey, neocons, how are you going to react when this same activity happens to somebody that you care about, like your mother or your brother or your daughter or your sister, how are you going to react? Are you going to simply say, oh, it's just harmless fun and they're just blowing off steam?
There's a lot of white trash out there that loves this, a lot of sick yuppies.
And the reason a lot of this stuff's on TV, Alex, is because TV is one of the most effective mass mind conditioning tools ever devised.
Hey, look, every cop show is torture every night.
Yep.
I mean, I saw a cop show where they were raping a guy. And these psychopaths are going to carry this out on us.
You bet they are. It's frightening stuff. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Oh, absolutely. I was sitting there in a restaurant, and they had this show on, cop show on a big screen TV, and I'm sitting there eating Chinese food, and almost really, I moved chairs so I wouldn't see it anymore, and it was just the police raping somebody. I have the audio on, too. That'll show you. Of course, it's always a bad person, so they deserve it. See, that's the weird mind warping. Oh, this will teach you. I don't like doing this, but I'm going to do it. Here, take it, take it. I mean, come on, people. This is right out of the pit of hell. I mean, this blows me away. This isn't... The Nazis didn't brag about it. We've broken new ground.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm actually speechless that people can get on talk radio and say that torture's good and that good guys torture, while meanwhile going, Saddam has rape rooms and torture rooms. And they should add, we've taken them over. And are doing the same thing, you know, but, oh, it's bad because he rapes and tortures, and now we're raping and torturing, and, oh, it's good. It's just having some fun. And here's that clip again from PBS of the guys that stole three pieces of firewood, they think, and these guys machine gun their car and then run over it with a tank. And they're, most of these guys doing this are going to be cops in a few years, pulling you over. So let's go ahead and play it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. You know what school is? Okay. That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
We'll shoot up the vehicle. Then they laugh about it as the tank runs over it. And like Limbaugh says, they're just blowing off some steam. They're definitely having fun. This is about fun. Having their minds warped. The demonic tools of the New World Order. Here comes the laughs.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
You reap what you sow. It's going to happen to your daughter, your son, God forbid. We're an evil country, folks. 50 million abortions. And the government's out teaching the police that homeschoolers, constitutionalists, Christians are bad, that we need to be arrested. I have it on video, En Road to Tyranny. I have the training manuals, the mainstream news articles. This is all for you, and they're going to con you with the neocons. And the left, by the way, is calling to censor Limbaugh and others now who are out promoting all this. And they see that's their plan. They're going to censor this show, not that show. And then Savage, on the other end of the fake dialectic, wants to arrest newspaper editors who show pictures. So see how that works? See how this dialectic operates? Both sides are calling for censorship. But it's not going to be them that censor. It's going to be us, the real conservatives, those that are holding this country up with God's help. The only reason God hasn't smashed this country into 1,000 pieces, and he's removing the hedge of protection, and all the evildoers out there, you're going to be judged by your own crimes. Your own system's going to chew your guts out. You don't have to worry about us. Before I end this hour, we'll come back, go straight to your calls, I promise, in quick succession. Before we do that, if you want to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that shows who carried out the 9/11 attacks and how they're training the police to torture you and your family, you need to have this video to see FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists. The Founding Fathers are bad. Constitutionalists are bad. Gun owners are bad. We're all evil. Get Road to Tyranny on VHS or DVD. Get Part 2, The Masters of Terror. All just incredibly powerful films. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Matrix of Evil Exposed. Toll-free number to order. Blow the phone lines off the wall. Everybody call and get these videos. Make copies of them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or order via our secure, safe online shopping cart at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And don't forget prisonplanet.tv. You can see all these video and audio clips. Check it out. Second hour, your calls, tons of news straight ahead.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information
station on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.